Republicans are in control of both houses of Congress. They retook control of the Senate and expanded their lead in the House. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Do the results have to be interpreted as a victory for President Bush?
Oh, yes. I mean, President Bush showed real guts, actually, in going out and being indefatigable, going state to state to state over and over and over again in these last few days and weeks before the election. Now, it's easier to do when you have a 67% approval rating, which he did in some polls, and he had a lot of support from Republicans to do that. But if he had done it and lost, we would all be sitting here today saying, it was because of Bush that the Democrats did as well as they did. So the fact that he did it and won, you have to say it's because of Bush that the Republicans did as well as they did.
And are the Democrats paying the price for their timidity in Congress?
Well, that's going to be an argument that you hear a lot of. Now, publicly, they'll say that President Bush didn't have coattails in 2000, so there weren't that many seats anyway that were up for grabs, that the Republicans spent a great deal more money than they did, that they were defending seats in conservative states, which was certainly true, and that the Republicans were able to keep the message focused on Iraq and war and terrorism rather than on the economy and the homeland. All of that is true. But privately, there will be lots of fights over the fact that, as you just heard Speaker Hastert say, there was no single Democratic message, that a lot of Democrats ran with ads saying that they were with George Bush. Two of the big losses in the Senate, Cleland in Georgia, Carnahan in Missouri, both voted with the president on his tax cut. You'll hear a lot of Democrats saying we should have been more like Paul Wellstone, the late Paul Wellstone, who separated himself from the president, should have gone harder left. Now that could be a problem for the Democrats because that's only about 20-25% of the population. So if they go in that direction, that traditionally has been a losing direction for them.
Without exit polling, it's hard to know who turned out and why, but it seems the hope to have a lot of black voters out fizzled.
Well, without exit polling, there's going to be an awful lot of analysis that could turn out to be 100% wrong. And by the time we do get the exit polls, eventually, the analysis will become received wisdom. But when you look at the South and you see the big surprise of Governor Roy Barnes losing in Georgia, Governor Hodges losing in South Carolina, Alabama, iffy, and you see Senate races, as I said, Cleland losing in Georgia, you've got to say that the black turnout probably wasn't as high as Democrats wanted, certainly not in Texas, where they had an African-American candidate running for the Senate, or in Maryland, where there was a big upset. Where Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, the Democrat, lost for the Senate in Maryland. So it is likely that there wasn't a big African-American turnout. And we don't know whether that's the case yet or not, or we don't know whether it was just overwhelmed by a very enthusiastic Republican turnout, which is entirely possible given President Bush's campaigning and his popularity, particularly in the South.
What do the results mean for governing?
Well, it was interesting to hear the speaker on that as well. I think that for the first time, President Bush has a mandate. People were not looking over their shoulder at the president after the 2000 election and worrying about him. So now he does have a mandate. But ironically, on the other hand, Democrats who went along with him have either been defeated or chastened. So I think what you're going to have is a lot more Democrats saying no, just no, than you had before. And you're going to have some problems on issues like Social Security, where Republicans essentially ran against privatization because they knew that would kill them. Social Security reform would be very hard to do.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.